We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 20th of November, 2010. We're right before the Thanksgiving holiday. And by the way, I just want to say this, next week we will not be having a live broadcast. We will be back in 2 weeks after today, so I just want to point that out. I'm going to spend the holidays next week with the family, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm not sure exactly yet what we're going to be doing for next week's show, but generally I try to make it something worth hearing again, so just to give you that heads up. Lots going on. It seems like I start this program off a lot of times by using those words, but certainly this week has been no deviation from the norm. We're overwhelmed by things on a regular basis. I want to start the show off, though. There was an article in the New York Times this past week. It was on the 15th is when they published it, and they were talking about how it's buying into this whole global warming thing, and they're trying to figure out exactly now why American people, the American people, and really the people all across the world, are not buying into the whole global warming nonsense. And the headline was, "Can social scientists help ease the nation's rift over climate change?" Social scientists, ladies and gentlemen, they say, "Stop being so skeptical of climate skeptics," says one researcher who believes that there's a failure to understand the mounting cultural doubt around atmospheric warming. The national discussion on climate change is brimming with economic models, scientific findings, and wonky plans to fix it, but something is missing. Academic explanations as to why people flout reams of scientific conclusions, bristle at the notion of cutting carbon, and regard climate change as a sneaky liberal plot. The social sciences are glaringly missing, says Andrew Hoffman, an expert on the sociological aspects of environmental policies at the University of Michigan, for which he's researching climate denial. He says that leaves out critical questions about the cultural dimensions of both defining the problem and finding solutions. I'm not going to read this whole thing. It goes on for quite some time, but I just think it's kind of interesting now that they're enlisting the help of social scientists to try to figure out what's wrong with you people. Why can't you buy into our religion? I mean, our scientific evidence. Never mind the fact that their scientific evidence is grant-funded. Well, could it be the fact that, you know, again, just this past week, colder winters possible due to climate change study. Colder winters, ladies and gentlemen. First they told us it was global cooling, then they said it was global warming, then it's climate change, then it's global climate disruption. I mean, they keep removing the goalposts all around. Why can't we believe them?
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com, and my email address is radio@governamerica.com. I keep it open during the show. If you want to send me a message during the program, you're certainly welcome to do that, radio@governamerica.com. Before the break, I was talking a little bit, and I don't want to spend too much time on this. However, I think it's worthy of noting that, you know, these global warming people, you know, the people that are behind this thing, and it's the United Nations, it's some very powerful people. You have multiple levels. You have the people all the way at the top that are looking for a control agenda. They're using global warming, global climate disruption, or whatever they're calling it now on a given day, as a tool to control the population. That's what it all boils down to. That's the number one priority. Now, beneath that, you have the pond scum like Al Gore, who are looking to profit from this thing, and they're arguing in favor of it, trying to trump up scientific quote-unquote evidence by saying that this is something that we need to do. This so-called scientific evidence is based on computer models, which are, you know, such as the notorious, infamous hockey stick graph, which has been thoroughly discredited, by the way. There's a couple of scientists have gotten a hold of how they produce that graph, and they determined that you could put any data in that and get a hockey stick out of it. But that was, I believe it was Michael Mann, that produced a hockey stick. Anyway, the point of the matter is all of this stuff is based on not just faulty science, but outright lies. And keep in mind, Chapter 35 of Agenda 21 is science for sustainable development. How do you get science to work for anything? Well, it works for whoever funds it, ladies and gentlemen. And we really, do we have any sound science today? I mean, that's the question. When science can be controlled, when the scientific process can be hijacked through funding, we can't rely upon scientific, quote-unquote, evidence. You get a politicized situation. So anyway, now Reuters is saying colder winters, if I can talk here today, are possible due to climate change. Now, I thought our problem was global warming. See, it's like whatever direction the weather goes, well, they try to revert it and tuck that right back into whatever they want to do. Dateline Berlin, November 16th, Reuters. Climate change could lead to colder winters in northern regions, according to a study by the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research on Tuesday. Vladimir Pituklov, lead author of the study, said a shrinking of sea ice in the eastern Arctic causes some regional warming of lower air levels and may lead to anomalies in atmospheric air streams, triggering an overall cooling of the northern continent. Now, we had Dr. Tim Ball, who is a climatologist himself. He is a climatologist, and he said it's very normal. Every year they have Arctic sea ice that melts. It's a part of the normal process, but they're calling it everything that's normal, they're calling abnormal. So he says this Vladimir Pituklov says these anomalies could triple the probability of cold winter extremes in Europe and northern Asia. Recent severe winters like last year's or the one of the 2005 and 06 do not conflict with global warming pictures, but rather supplement. So in other words, ladies and gentlemen, global cooling is now a part of global warming. Figure that one out. And I started the program off with them trying to recruit social scientists and to figure out why the public can't go along. Why can't they buy into this? Maybe it's because reality dictates that we not buy into this. Maybe it's because people can see and feel. Maybe it's because the people of America and, yes, the people of the world, ladies and gentlemen, still have a little bit of gray matter between their ears that hasn't been sat by video games, a half century of television, and a lot of other mind-rotting things that people engage in. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. Moving along here, EPA, never deterred by reality, they're still in the process now of trying to implement the carbon reduction schemes. Washington Examiner says how EPA could destroy 7.3 million jobs. It says the Environmental Protection Agency officials Wednesday provided power companies and states with new guidance on EPA's plans to regulate greenhouse gases. A D.C. lobbyist for two major power companies told Bloomberg News, quote, the energy and manufacturing sectors will essentially be in a construction moratorium, unquote, as a consequence. Did you hear that, folks? I want to say that again. This is a guy, the D.C. lobbyist, is telling Bloomberg News, they're lobbying Congress. They're lobbying, well, actually, he's actually a D.C. lobbyist for the power company. He said, as a result of the EPA's plans, quote, the energy and manufacturing sectors will essentially be in a construction moratorium as a consequence of these EPA actions. Guidance, the guidance that they're trying to implement to the power companies. And keep in mind, what did Obama say before he took office? He said under his plan of cap and trade, energy prices would, quote, necessarily skyrocket. We played the audio on the show. You can find it on YouTube. But necessarily skyrocket. See, and Biden was off talking about how they wanted to eliminate coal, and there's not going to be any new coal plants in the United States. I mean, these people want to cripple our country. These people want to drive America into poverty and make it to the point where you can't heat your home even by wood, ladies and gentlemen, because if you burn wood, you know, there's going to be EPA police everywhere. And so they didn't get their cap and trade bill passed, but they still go forward regulatorily. And this is something that everyone needs to keep an eye on. We need to get rid of the Environmental Protection Agency as it currently exists. Anyway, moving along here. We had a UN IPCC official admit recently in an interview published by Germany's NZZ online. It was translated into English. Basically, he says, and I want to read you this quote, and then I'm going to move on to other things because there's a lot going on. But the interviewer, let's see, I'm going to try to find this spot here. Basically, he says, the interview says, he says, the new thing about your proposal for a global deal is the stress on the importance of development policy for climate policy. Until now, many think of aid when they hear development policies. And the UN IPCC official says, and his name is Edenhofer, he says, that will change immediately if global emissions rights are distributed. If this happens on a per capita basis, then Africa will be the big winner, and huge amounts of money will flow there. This will have enormous implications for development policy, and it will raise the questions if these countries can deal responsibly with so much money at all. Now, the interviewer says, that does not sound any more like the climate policy that we know. And Edenhofer, the IPCC chief, said, basically, it's a big mistake to discuss climate policy separately from major themes of globalization. He says, the climate summit in Cancun at the end of the month is not a climate conference, but one of the largest economic conferences since the Second World War. Why? Because we have 11,000 gigatons of carbon in the coal reserves in the soil under our feet, and we must emit only 400 gigatons in the atmosphere if we want to keep the net two degree target. 11,000 to 400, there's no getting around the fact that most of the fossil fuel reserves must remain in the soil. See, that's the point, folks. As we pointed out on the show, they want to make it to the point where you can't even garden. And we're going to be talking with Doreen Hannes in the second hour, by the way, about some of the measures that we're going to be getting an update on the food bill that's in Congress right now. And then, of course, the third hour, we're going to be having Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. But, folks, they don't even want you to be able to turn over the soil because carbon is sequestered into the soil. Now, I want to read you this final quote. The interviewer asked him, de facto, does this mean this means an expropriation of the countries with natural resources? This leads to a very different development from that which has been triggered by development policy. Edenhofer responded, he says, first of all, developed countries have basically expropriated the atmosphere of the world community. But one must say clearly, now listen to this, folks, one must say clearly that we redistribute de facto the world's wealth by climate policy. Obviously, the owners of coal and oil will not be enthusiastic about this. One has to free oneself from the illusion that international climate policy is environmental policy. This has almost nothing to do with environmental policy anymore, with problems such as deforestation or the ozone hole. So there you go. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, directly from the horse's mouth, that they're using the environment as a political tool. Has nothing to do. And keep in mind, Chapter 3 of Agenda 21 is combating poverty. And how do you combat poverty if you're the United Nations? You redistribute the world's wealth, which leads to Chapter 4 of Agenda 21, changing consumption patterns. So all of this fits right together to the United Nations Agenda 21, as usual. Now we have the claim being made that 1 in 5 Americans have mental illness. In 2009, they're saying the economy is playing into that. All right, when we come back from the break, there's also some more information we have about land grabs here in America. The lame duck Congress is at work. Stay with us.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. GovernAmerica.com is the website, www.governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. I'm trying to cram as much information into this program as I can here, into this hour. And before the break, I mentioned that the lame duck Congress is at work right now, trying to lock up more land before they get ousted out after the since they've been defeated in the election, so that the new criminals can come in and take over where these ones left off. Anyway, so now there's like 60 bills currently in Congress. According to the American Spectator, they're quoting Greenwire as saying, Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee Chairman Jeff Bingaman, who's a Democrat from New Mexico, he's hoping to pass a package of public lands and wilderness bills during the lame duck session of Congress. Bingaman's panel has sent more than 60 bills to the floor this session that would create new national parks, monuments, wilderness areas, and wildlife sanctuaries. And now he's hoping to bundle them into an omnibus measure for Senate passage before the 111th Congress adjourns, according to spokesman Bill Wicker. They say capping trade doesn't matter, just like the ongoing direct land grab, mostly but not exclusively out west, continues apace while other regulations seal off the land less directly. by effectively taking its most productive use. This person writing says, as I open Chapter 8, Domestic Disturbance, in Power Grab, he, quote, immediately upon taking office, President Obama rushed to seal off our domestic energy supplies from public access. In a frenzied offensive, he intensified the long-running and multi-front campaign by his allies seeking to block production and use of the abundant coal lying beneath the ground. Obama vowed new policies to bankrupt coal and cause energy prices to, quote, necessarily skyrocket. America's ability to supply oil and gas was already dangerously threatened by inane measures severely limiting domestic production. A few of these executive and legislative moratoria on much offshore exploration and production, and the same regarding our enormous oil shale deposits on land, had only recently been lifted after long overdue public outcry. Soon these were placed in limbo again by Obama, delaying a plan to manage the resources. Obama's political pandering to radicals, pursuing a retrograde obsession with privation, causes productivity, real wages, and employment to drop, which ultimately drags the economy down with them. All right, I'm going to leave that there. I want to get right to the list of bills. The National Parks Traveler, which I think is an official publication, they deal with basically just national parks, as the name would imply. They're saying that there are bills calling for the study of prospective units to the park system and measures that would expand existing units. They quote the Wilderness Society as saying, quote, up to this point in the Congress, the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee has approved over 75 land, water, and wildlife bills. The Environment and Public Works Committee and Commerce Committee have approved over 45 land, water, and wildlife bills, and these bills are all still pending before the Senate. And these are among the bills that the Wilderness Society talking. They said that we're urging final action on before the Congress adjourns this year. That was Paul Splitter, the Society Wilderness Society's National Wilderness Campaigns Associate Director. He said that during a conference call. He continued by saying, these include bills to protect new wilderness areas, national parks, national monuments, to protect free-flowing rivers, and enhance and conserve clean water, and to safeguard America's heritage area, battlefield, and historic sites. They provide important benefits, he says, to communities across the country by facilitating economic development and creating jobs, protecting key American natural and historic resources, and providing opportunities for all Americans to enjoy the peace and quiet of nature. Now, I guess you folks can't possibly enjoy the peace and quiet of nature without having your land taken from you. But anyway, I want to go through some of these bills here. There is, and once again, these are all apparently pending in Congress right now. There is S-3452, introduced by Senator Jeff Bingaman of New Mexico. The Valles Caldero National Preserve Management Act. It would hand the 89,000-acre Valles Caldero National Preserve in New Mexico from the U.S. Forest Service over to the Park Service. It also calls for management and operation of the proposed preserve to be handed by the staff at Bandelier National Monument. According to the Congressional Budget Office, passing this legislation would carry a price tag of $16 million during the years 2011 to 2015, and another $16 million during the following 5 years. Okay, I'm up against the clock here. I'm going to go ahead and take the break. When I come back, I want to continue covering some of this, and then we'll get to some other things. I also want to talk about airport security, because I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that I know the reason why. I think I know why this whole Hegelian situation has been built up now with regard to the outrage over the scanners, the naked body scanners, and the grope fest that's going on, which I like to call grope land security. Anyway, the point is I think, you know, nothing is ever built up in the media without having an ulterior motive. And I think I figured out where they're going with it. So anyway, we're going to get to that here in the coming half hour. And lots more to come. Stay with us. Government America continues here in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, and I'm going to get through these bills as quickly as I can here. These are, once again, bills that are designed to lock up the land. Deals with wildlife, wild refuges, monuments, and these kind of things. And all of these are apparently pending in Congress right now. This, once again, comes from National Parks Traveler. The list I mentioned before the break, S-3452, deals with Vélez Cordero National Preserve, and would cost millions and millions of dollars. S-2933 was sponsored by Senator George Voinovich of Ohio. He's a Republican. The Colonel Charles Young Home Study Act. This would direct the Park Service to determine where this home in Dania, Ohio, should be added to the park system. Colonel Young was the Black American who served in the U.S. Army between 1884 and 1922, according to the Congressional Budget Office. It would cost the Park Service an estimated $250,000 over 3 years to produce the study. And I'm laughing, and it's not funny. But, I mean, this is just it's ridiculous, folks. We're bankrupt, and we have all this stuff going on. H.R. 2330, introduced by Representative Doug Lamborn, who's a Republican from Colorado. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, being sold out by Republicans, being sold out by Democrats. There's no difference between these parties. We have one party in Washington. One party. Two branches of the same party. Two heads of the same beast going back and forth against each other, but really not against each other at all, against you folks, against the American people. Anyway, H.R. 2330 is the Camp Hale Study Act, and it calls on the Park Service and Forest Service to determine whether Camp Hale, a military training ground used in the 10th Mountain Division for its preparation to fight in Europe in World War II, should be added to the park system. CBO analysts project it would cost less than $500,000 over 3 years to produce that study. Hey, what a bargain! Less than $500,000. Anyway, S-27, just to produce a study, folks, S-2722 is sponsored by John Barrasso, a Republican from Wyoming, with companion legislation sponsored in the House by a Republican, another, Cynthia Loomis, another Republican from Wyoming. The Heart Mountain Relocation Center Study Act would direct the Park Service to determine the suitability of this World War II Japanese internment camp as a unit of the park system. And now that one, according to the CBO, would cost $200,000 over 3 years. There is S-1629, which was proposed by Roland Burris, a Democrat from Illinois. The new Philadelphia, Illinois Study Act would direct the Park Service to determine whether the new Philadelphia archaeological site, which stands where African-American Frank McWhorter founded, planned, and legally recorded a town site in 1836, should be added to the park system. Anyway, that one would cost $250,000 over 3 years for the Park Service to produce that study, according to CBO projections. By the way, folks, all of this is called creating jobs. You see, because as the National Park Service and all these government agencies get bigger and bigger and bigger, hey, somebody's got to do these studies. Somebody's got to do all of this field work, so they're going to hire more people, and government's going to get bigger and bigger. Now, of course, there's not going to be anybody to pay for all this government, except for those that are working for the government, and I have another article someplace buried in my stack of stuff that says the federal employees are actually way behind on their taxes. Anyway, H.R. 118 is the next one, introduced by Rodney. I'm going to skip the names if I can. He's a Republican. He's from New Jersey. This bill is called the Morristown National Historic Park, to be expanded up by 100 acres at an estimated cost of $10 million during the 2010 to 2014 time period, according to the CBO. The 1,700-acre historical park is composed of four non-contiguous units in northern New Jersey. The legislation calls for up to acreage to be added as buffers from development as the land becomes available for donation or sale from willing landowners. And what happens if you're not a willing landowner? Well, guess what? You become like Jesse Hardy. Jesse Hardy was forced. He wasn't a willing landowner when they were doing the Florida Everglades Restoration Project, but that didn't matter, see? Because Jesse Hardy was surrounded. Jesse Hardy was forced out off his property. And so God help you if you're not a willing landowner. Anyway, that would cost $100,000 to produce related signs, maps, and other materials, the CBO analysis noted. Then there's H.R. 1471. This measure would expand the boundaries of the Jimmy Carter National Historic Site by 30 acres, which would cost $17 million over a five-year period. Then there's H.R. 3726. This bill calls for the expenditure of at least $26 million over a five-year period to add Castle Nugent on the island of the St. Croix or Crew in the U.S. Virgin Islands to the park system. The historical agricultural site encompasses about 8,600 acres of submerged lands owned by the Virgin Islands and 2,900 acres of non-submerged lands that are privately owned. According to the CBO analysis, the $26 million would acquire about half the acreage. The entire parcel has a value of $45 million, according to the analyst, and would take 10 years to acquire. All right, there's more to that. I'm going to skip down here in the interest of time. H.R. 4003. This measure would require the Park Service to conduct a study of the Hudson River Valley in New York to evaluate the national significance of the area and to determine the feasibility and suitability of designating the value of the valley as a unit of the National Park System. That would cost according to the CBO, well, less than $500,000 over a three-year period. Then there's H.R. 4438. This measure would cost $14 million, $4 million to be spent over 5 years for the Park Service to study and expand the borders of San Antonio Missions National Historic Park, and another $10 million to build a headquarters and educational facility near the mission. H.R. 4686 would direct the Park Service to determine whether the island of Rota, Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, should be designated a unit of the National Park Service. A CBO analysis predicts it would cost $200,000 over 3 years to complete the study. H.R. 3804, I'm not sure how many more of these I'm going to read. As you can see, there's a very laundry list here. H.R. 3804, it's proposed legislation to make a variety of changes to policies and procedures at the National Park Service, as well as to laws governing NPS property management. The act would also raise the current ceiling and on amounts authorized to be appropriated for the National Park Service volunteer program. Based on information provided by the National Park Service and assuming appropriation of the necessary amounts, Congressional Budget Office estimates that carrying out the volunteer program under the act would cost $24 million over the 2011 to 2015 period. All right. Then there's H.R. 685. This measure calls for a special resource study to evaluate ways of protecting and interpreting sites related to the civil rights movement in the United States. Based on information provided by the National Park Service and assuming the availability of appropriated funds, CBO estimates that conducting the study would cost $500,000 over the next 3 years. Then there's S-3222. That's 3222. It calls for the National Service to study the feasibility of establishing a National Historic Trail commemorating the route traveled by the Buffalo Soldiers from their post from the Presidio in San Francisco to the Sequoia and Yosemite National Parks and to any other national parks where they may have served. The CBO has yet to conduct a cost analysis of this measure. Finally, there's S-2976. I guess I did get through them all. And this is the ones that we're being told about. There may even be more, folks. But there's S-2976, sponsored by scumbag Carl Levin here in Michigan. The Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore Conservation and Recreation Act would officially designate 32,577 acres of the lakeshore as official wilderness. I'm guessing that that's Michigan Lakeshore. Now, they say in the National Parks Traveler says that that's quite a shopping list, one that would add well over $100 million to the budget if all of it were approved. Well, $100 million? Heavens, there's a lot more than that. Plus unidentified amounts to operate some of these properties down the road. Still, Mr. Spittler believes there's support in Congress to approve them. Quote, I mentioned over 120 bills at stake, 89 Democratic bills, 29 Republican bills, and 5 independent bills. That is a huge number of bills and a huge number of bipartisan authors that have put their time and energy into developing these proposals and seeing them through the legislative process. The fact that these are geographically diverse, they affect 30 states directly and all 50 states indirectly, also adds to the importance of these measures. So anyway, I spent quite a deal of time on that, and I think it's worthy, though, folks. All of these bills that are in Congress right now, this lame duck Congress that are working on basically locking up the land, locking up the streams, locking up the rivers, locking up the minerals in every way. And this is all ties right into Agenda 21, folks. It's the UN efforts being implemented by your Congress. And by the way, every single one of these things can be stopped at a state level. If the people were to wake up to the threats on our property rights, you know, this could be stopped. Moving along here, we have from the Kansas City Star, 1 million acres in Flat Hills will be a new wildlife refuge. They say about 1.1 million acres. Some of the nation's largest tall grass prairie in Kansas, Flint Hills, will be set aside for a new national wildlife refuge, U.S. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said on Friday. The new Flint Hills Legacy Conservation Area partners private landowners with conservationists to preserve the ecologically and culturally significant tall grass prairie. Where did we ever, how did we ever get by without all these conservation measures, listeners? From the Department of Interior's website at DOI.gov, we see Secretary Salazar establishes new directorate for National Landscape Conservation System. It says elevated management focus for 27 million acres of nationally significant public land. This is dated 5 days ago. Dateline Las Vegas. Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar today announced a secretarial order elevating the Office of the National Landscape Conservation System and Community Partnerships in the Bureau of Land Management to the level of directorate within BLM. Quote, this action reflects the growing importance of the 27 million acre National Landscape Conservation System to local economies, to the health of communities, and to the conservation of some of America's great landscapes, Salazar said at the National Landscape Conservation Summit in Las Vegas. He says the BLM plays a special role in protecting America's great outdoors for the benefit of all Americans, for it is the national conservation lands that contain the forests and canyons that families love to explore, the backcountry where children learn to hunt and fish, and the places that tell the story of our history and our culture. Each of these places, he says, within the National Landscape Conservation System holds special meaning to the American people, and it is the engine for jobs and economic growth in local communities. Now the state of Idaho, by the way, is in the process of considering taking by eminent domain some of these federal lands, ladies and gentlemen, because apparently it's getting in the way of their economic growth in their local community. How is putting land off limits to the people, folks? How is that going to create economic growth and prosperity? That's the question. But keep in mind, chapter Agenda 21, which chapter is this? I believe it's chapter 10. Of Agenda 21, it deals with integrated approach to the planning and management of land resources. Integrated approach, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I got a caller. I'll go ahead and take the caller. And then I want to get into this airport thing. And then at the beginning of the second hour, we're going to be bringing up Doreen Hannes, and she's going to be dealing with the food bill. Lots going on, as I said, here on the program. Lee in Georgia, go right ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Weeks. You know, as I'm listening to you going through all of this, I can't help but be reminded of the leaked document on national monuments that came out late in the part of last year.
Yeah.
And it was attachments 4, 5, and 6 of this particular document where they mentioned 17 very specific pieces of land over, I think, believe it was 13 states, from 300 million acres or something like that.
Yeah.
All that they want to see, the federal government wanted to seize under the National Monuments Designation Antiquities Act.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that piece?
Yeah, I remember the document. I remember talking a little bit about it on the program.
Well, I've got that particular leaked document. And as you were going through that, I couldn't help but think about this particular, this leaked document, and how it all sounds like it's basically the same thing and all tied in together, which, as you said, goes right to Agenda 21 with the attempt on the federal government's part to seize land and make it virtually inaccessible to the people, which, you know, to the way I understood it, this was our land.
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure out how in the name of Sammy Blue Blazes are they planning on pulling this off without just really creating a major ruckus in the population, because I can't see the American people just standing by and letting them take all of this land, especially when we consider the fact that all of our national monuments and national forests right now, under the Global Biodiversity Project of the UN, basically is property of the UN now.
Yeah, you know, the problem is that so far the American people have let them get away with it. And I'm looking for the outrage on it. See, there needs to be a groundswell of private property fighters, people who are fighting for private property rights. I just don't see that being very vocal, even in the alternative media. Property rights seem to be the forgotten issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And one thing that a lot of people are not realizing is that a lot of this land, especially out in the Midwest, is currently used by ranchers for their livestock.
Yeah,
where are they going to put their livestock? What are
they
going to do?
I got to take a break here. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Also, I have an article here from the Associated Press. EPA tells states to consider rising ocean acidity. They say the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says some states with coastal waters that are becoming more acidic because of carbon dioxide should list them as impaired. Keep in mind, also from Agenda 21, there's a chapter, I believe it's Chapter 17, Protection of the Oceans, all kinds of seas, including enclosed and semi-enclosed seas and coastal areas, and the protection and rational use and development of their living resources. So all of this connects. Nearly every headline today, folks, connects to Agenda 21. We have it up on the website. Highly encourage you to study it and learn it because you're living it. Lee, did you have anything else?
Just my concern when we talk about this stuff is that we have to keep in mind that when we start talking about areas like which are listed in these various documents that you and I and others are talking about, mm-hmm. we're talking about states like Wyoming, Arkansas, Montana, Utah. A lot of ranchers use these open territories for their cattle, for their livestock.
Yes.
And I'm really concerned what's going to happen to these ranchers and this livestock and our food supply.
Absolutely.
If they're able to accomplish their radical land grab, if you will. And I'll listen off air because I'm sure you probably got other callers and a lot more stuff you want to get to. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks, Lee. Appreciate it. And, you know, that's a very good point. And it dovetails really nicely with what we're going to be talking about next hour with Doreen Hannes, because we're going to be getting an update from Doreen on the subject of the food safety, quote-unquote food safety legislation, which really amounts to food control. And also, she's going to be, I think, updating us on the Morningland situation. We had her on some weeks ago talking about how the government has raided Awesome Foods. I think they're based in California. Morningland, I think, is in Missouri, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, the point of the matter is they've ordered this dairy to destroy their cheese, which amounts to destroying their livelihood. And under this food safety, so-called food safety legislation, I believe what we're going to have is just more of this type of Nazification, really, of our food, this absolute control of our food supply by these government agencies. And so we want to talk about that because it's a matter of great concern. It should be a matter of great concern to all of us, folks. Nobody in the listening audience here, nobody can survive without eating, can survive without being able to have access to water. Anyway, I want to go back to the phone lines and take Warner in Canada. Warner, real quickly here. Are you there, Warner? Okay, apparently we don't have Warner.
The archive?
Okay, yeah, now you're there. Okay, go right ahead.
I've listened to your shows live the last few weeks, but I've listened to your archives.
Okay.
But the topic you got on here this morning about the establishment of more national parks and so,
mm-hmm.
and as I say, about stewardship of the land, it is a multi-generational commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And once the government gains control of those land areas, what prevents them from maybe 10, 20 years down the road, in some kind of a backroom deal, hand it over to some multinational corporation?
Yes. Well, I think that's exactly what's happening.
And as people on the land out of business in the marketplace, and many of us are still hanging on for dear life, you know,
mm-hmm.
they devise always new tactics to do us in and to push their agenda of centralization and globalization ahead.
Absolutely.
And basically what we are getting back to is the old feudal system.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't argue with any of that. In fact, I think, you know, what you said about the multinational corporations is exactly spot on. Hey, I got to take a break. I'll hold you over at the break here, Warner. Hang on.
Gold.